on your equipment that you're selling, just check into it, because when Jerry, I don't know what you're gonna do with the computer, but when Jerry got the new computer from the state, they said you cannot sell it, you cannot give it away.
On the computer?
On the computer, so I would say just.
Yeah, the computer, no, I had no intention, in fact, I wouldn't mind trying to make it operable there at the garage, just as a nice internet access point.
Yeah.
I've been using kinds of offices, I go through public records, it'd be handy to be able to put sticky notes that this is there, this is, as we start to organize. Did, maybe you might, there's a laser printer in there, looks like it's been used, did that come from the state, or is it just?
That should've came from the state, but I don't think Jerry ever used it, did he? Or is that the one that he brought?
There's two of them, well, Kevin's using one, and there's one in the box.
Okay, the one, Jerry had that one, but I don't think he ever used it.
Oh, okay.
I really don't.
So you can use it for office purposes there?
Thank you very much.
The typewriter Jerry brought back to us, that he has new ink in?
Well, that was the township's, that wasn't his?
We have a typewriter sitting in there. I hadn't seen one like that since I was in junior high.
Unfortunately, we have them at the office.
Just for certain forms?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain forms that you can't print and you can't type, but.
The stuff that we got from the state, I knew there was no way.
Try not to use it.
Sell that stuff, thank you.
Make sure that nobody got into trouble with that, so.
Yeah, it's just odds and ends stuff, you just, that's the great thing about GovDeals, is when you think about it, you go, why do we have this? You don't have to wait for a consent option, just go.
Yeah.
It's gone.
If anybody buys a generator.
The old ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Although the copper's worth something in there.
The copper?
Oh, yeah, the candy.
The latest drill, I don't know what the date is.
Is it from March, Larry?
I think it's from March, I would have to look at it, I don't know from memory, I'm sorry.
I do, I wanna make a different question.
Okay.
Part of that request, that would be a signed copy.
Okay, the last.
Whatever his bill, you got him traded, paid or not paid, I want that.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, and the other, okay, that's gonna be separate, I want that quick, this here, you can have a week. I want time cards from Kevin, Scott, and then I want a couple of trustees that will be in there for the chamber every March.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, hey, and the other thing is, if you have the available phone number, someone contact me, but right now, there's nothing available on you.
There, it's available at the township, you can call there.
Okay, you're independent from them, you're a fiscal officer, you're not trustee. So here you figure that out, you're gonna be, otherwise I'll complain that you're. Because you're independent from them guys, you're a fiscal officer.
I agree.
All you gotta do is tell me a time, and, you know, whenever I wanna make a request or whatever, I can make it. It's the attention, because you're a fiscal officer.
What's the?
You're not involved in it.
No, I will be.
No, he can be, you are talking to me, but he can be here as well. You don't want to call the number in the garage?
No, because that's the garage.
Right, but I am the fiscal officer for the garage, for the township. I am the fiscal officer for the township, which the garage is part of the township.
But the contact does not go through them, it goes through you, because you're independent from them. You're independent from them, you're a fiscal officer, you're not trustee.
That's correct, I agree with that.
So anyhow, you need to make a couple, somehow we need to be able to contact you only. However you wanna set it up. You know, you can just tell us, you know.
Why don't you put it in writing?
Mitch, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to her, talk to fiscal officer. Anyhow, you can just tell us, whenever you want us to be able to contact you or communicate with you, just say, wait, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night or wherever you call me so-and-so time or whatever, or else.
Or else?
Or else, well, we can, the attorneys say we can contact her at work, which I know you don't want to do.
But we'll give you the option of the email.
I'm not doing email.
I can get emails any time of the day.
Email is an acceptable way to the state of Ohio.
Attorney said no.
He wouldn't, the attorney would not say no to email because that's probably the best way for you to do requests.
I'm going to do what I was told to do, how Jerry used to do it.
Well, I am not Jerry.
I don't care.
I am not Jerry.
If it's acceptable or whatever, hey, then I'm going to file a complaint. That's simple.
Well, then I guess.
That may be how we have to resolve that. We've made a phone number available to you through that contacts the township. We've made an email address available to you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to fiscal officer.
I don't care. I'm talking to Mitch. You just happen to be in the area.
Okay, I'm talking to her. That's what it is.